Thanks for listening to Exploring the Wine Glass podcast, the podcast for people who love wine. I'm Lori Budd, a UC Davis winemaking program and WSET Level 2 graduate. You can find Exploring the Wine Glass on all the socials, as well as your favorite podcast catchers. If you haven't subscribed yet, now's the perfect time. I promise I'll never tell you what to drink, but I'll always share what's in my glass. Happy Wine Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to Exploring the Wine Glass. Today, I have a special podcast for you. It's only me, and I am talking about my biggest passion, Cabernet Franc. As the founder of Cab Franc Day, I am on a mission to give this phenomenal grape varietal the credit it is due. It all started in 2015 when we released our inaugural vintage. I realized that there are so many wine holidays out there, not to mention that some wines have entire months. However, there was not a special day for our beloved Cabernet Franc. So I figured, what the heck, I'll start one. I began promoting it in mid-November and held the first annual Cab Franc Day tweet up on December 4th, 2015. I couldn't believe it when it trended second on Twitter behind Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And you know what? You kind of have to step aside to chocolate chip cookies. Since then, the day has now become internationally recognized and is celebrated all over the world. And I can't believe that it is just because I decided to start the day. Just in case you haven't heard of it yet, today's podcast is going to share some Cab Franc facts and why Cab Franc Day is December 4th. So sit back, grab a glass, preferably of Cabernet Franc, and learn why Cab Franc is so much more than just a blending grape. Cab Franc Day is fast approaching. It's going to be Wednesday, December 4th. So how can you prepare? All you need to do is purchase a bottle of Cabernet Franc by Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, when I will host the annual Cab Franc Day Twitter chat. Then pop the cork and join the fun. Pretty darn easy, right? So to familiarize yourself with Cabernet Franc, here are 10 fabulous facts. Cabernet Franc is typically thought of as an essential blending grape, found primarily in the Bordeaux-style red blends. Cabernet Franc is the parent of several of our favorite grape varietals. Thanks to natural crossing between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc, we enjoy Cabernet Sauvignon. Its crossing with Madeleine Noire de Charente led to Merlot, and Carmenère came about because of its cross with Gros Cabernet. Cabernet Franc is one of the 20 most widely planted grape varieties in the world. Flavor characteristics of the Cabernet Franc grape range from sweeter notes like plum, blackberry, violets, raspberry, and blueberry to the more savory like sage, bay leaf, rosemary, tobacco, bell pepper, and eucalyptus. Cabernet Franc tends to be lower in tannins and acids than Cabernet Sauvignon. It is typically not as full-bodied, but is more aromatic, ripens earlier, and fares better in colder weather than its offspring. Cabernet Franc goes by many names. Oh my God, so many names. Aceria, Achiera, Arura, Bordeaux, Boucher, Boucher Gasconi, Breton, Bordeaux Tinto, Cabernet Onis, Cabernet Franco, Capretin Rouge, Carmenet Médoc, Fair Sauvignon, Gambou, Croix Vidur, Hartling, Cabernet Franc, Messager Rouge, Moreno, Noir d'Eure, Petit Fur, Petit Viardeur, Petit Verdure, Petit Vinidor, Plant Breton, Plant de Seblé, Truchet Noir, Veron, Veron Boucher, Veronet, and Cabernet Gris. Holy cow. That's one of the reasons why the wine industry is so messed up at times. There are so many synonyms for the same grape varieties. Very often, people thought that they were distinct different varieties. Need to get your grape geek on? In order to identify Cabernet Franc, observe its clusters, berries, leaves, and shoots while it's still on the vine. The clusters are small to medium, cylindrical to slightly conical with shoulders that are mostly well-defined. The berries are small, round, blue-black berries. The leaves are medium, mostly five-lobed, closed, narrow U-shaped petiolar sinuses, lateral sinuses, and often have small teeth at their base. It's relatively narrow, sharp teeth, rough, bumpy surface, light tufted hair on a lower surface. And the shoot tips are felty with a red margin. First unfolded leaf has a really cool red bronze highlight. If you are looking for a French Cabernet Franc, it is most known in the three mid-Loire villages, Chinon, Bourget, and Semur-Champagne. In North America, Cabernet Franc is enjoying a renaissance with producers from California and Washington to the New York Hudson's River AVA, and even Canada is growing and bottling this noble blending grape under its own varietal label. Want a Cabernet Franc in your glass with dinner? Cabernet Franc pairs nicely with a wide range of foods. Beef steaks, pork roasts, ham, lamb, salmon, mushrooms, green olives, and peppers. Are you a wine and cheese lover? Then you are going to be ecstatic. Blue, Brie, Camembert, Cheddar, Fontina, Goat, Gorgonzola, Port Salut, and aged Gouda and Swiss all pair fantastically with Cabernet Franc. And now, a word from our sponsor. Looking to be in the know about Dracena wines? Want to know when we release our new wines? Find out about all of our accolades and get some behind-the-scenes information? Well, all you need to do is sign up for our newsletter. There is no commitment necessary, and I promise you we won't spam your mailbox with loads of messages. Need another reason to sign up? Quite possibly the best reason? You will immediately get a code for a special discount on all of our wines and be privy to newsletter-only specials. Let Dracena Wines turn your moments into great memories. Sign up simply by heading to our website, dracenawines.com, and fill out the pop-up or sidebar. It will take less than a minute of your time, but the rewards will last forever. So sadly, people are really much more familiar with Cabernet Franc's offspring, Cabernet Sauvignon. And when they talk to me, they've never even heard of Cabernet Franc. And when I mention Cabernet Franc, their brain automatically goes to Cabernet Sauvignon. And then their palate is tricked when they give it a taste. Although there are many similarities, there are very distinct differences between the two varieties. Here are a few ways that they differ. I think the number one word that makes Cabernet Franc so much better than its son, Cabernet Sauvignon, is versatile. When people say Cabernet, yes, they think Sauvignon. They tend to gravitate towards those king of reds rather than think about a little bit outside of the box. Cabernet Franc often isn't even in the mix, but I'm here to tell you are seriously missing out if you do not start considering Cabernet Franc as a wine to pair with your meal. It comes in such a spectrum, ranging from light on the palate to dark and fruit in your face. With the ability to be that varying, the array of food pairings are endless. Cabernet Franc is typically lighter in color than Cabernet Sauvignon. It is also lower in tannins and acidity. These are two major attributes why Cabernet Franc is so much more flexible with food pairings. Along with the fact that Cabernet Franc has the lower acidity and tannin, it does mean that it is typically drank earlier than its sun. I'm not saying that you cannot age Cabernet Francs, but generally speaking, if you want a wine that is going to age decades and decades, you would choose a Cabernet Sauvignon. But with the stat that 57% of all wine is consumed within 48 hours after purchase, that puts another notch onto the Cabernet Franc front. Additionally, although their yields are similar, Cabernet Franc normally buds and ripens typically 2 weeks earlier. This difference can be a major advantage to Cabernet Franc, since if planted in climates where rain is a harvest time threat, Cabernet Sauvignon may have vintage issues, but it can also be a negative, allowing it to be more susceptible to spring frosts. They both have high tolerance to cold winters, but Cabernet Franc prefers slightly cooler weather than Cabernet Sauvignon. So why December 4th? I really felt and still feel that Cabernet Franc gets forgotten when it really deserves to be more in the spotlight. So December 4th, as the founder, I didn't want a holiday that rotated. I hate those types of holidays. It's the third Thursday of this or the fourth Friday of this. I think people lose what day it is. I wanted to pick a date and stick with it. So that's what I did. And I wanted to pick a historical significant day. I didn't just want to randomly choose a day. Cabernet Franc is believed to have been established in the Libourne region of southwest France sometime in the 17th century, when Cardinal Richelieu transported cuttings from the Abbey of Bourget to the Loire Valley. By the 18th century, plantings of Cabernet Franc, known as Boucher at that time, were found throughout Fronsac, Pomerol, and Saint-Emilion. Cardinal Richelieu, who has been immortalized in the Alexandre Dumas novel, The Three Musketeers, is responsible for transporting the grape to the Abbey of Bourget in the Loire Valley in the 17th century. Also known as Breton, Cardinal Richelieu selected it for exclusive plantings at the St. Nicholas de Bourget, where it had been grown ever since. By the 18th century, the grape was widespread between the Libourne region and the Loire. And as I leave you, here are some questions that I'd like you to ponder. What about Cab Franc do you like or dislike? What about Cabernet Sauvignon do you like or dislike? I believe Cabernet Franc is a much friendlier wine, one that does not need a meal to allow you to enjoy its full body, but can stand up to those large meals. What's your opinion? Most importantly, remember that December 4th is Cab Franc Day. Will you be grabbing a bottle to join in the conversation? If you would like to get a Cab Franc Day reminder tweet closer to the day, there are a multitude of ways that you can get notified. Send me a DM on Twitter at Dracena Wines or Exploring the Wine Glass. Send a DM on Facebook to Cab Franc Day's page. Yes, we have a page on Facebook where you can also sign up for Cab Franc Day newsletter. Head to cabfrancday.wordpress.com and read some posts about Cab Franc, along with seeing the producers who are participating in this year's social media promotion. If you're an IG-er, no problem. Send me a DM to either Dracena Wines or Exploring the Wine Glass and give us a follow. And of course, you can always send me an email at dracenawines@gmail.com or exploringthewineglass@gmail.com. What will you do to show your Cab Franc love? Let me know. Leave a comment, post on Twitter, and tag both Dracena Wines and Exploring the Wine Glass. I hope to see you on the Twitter chat at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, December 4th. In the meantime, if you could please scroll down to rate and review the podcast, it would be a great Cab Franc Day present. Happy sipping. Sláinte. This has been another episode of Exploring the Wine Glass. Thanks for listening. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like me to discuss, please reach out on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Exploring the Wine Glass. I'm also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd. Of course, you can always email me at exploringthewineglass@gmail.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find me more easily. Until next week, slán ya.